China and the U.S. are the two biggest polluters in the world, hands down. So a joint pledge to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which has just been made by President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, is getting a lot of media attention. The U.S. says it will reduce its emissions by more than a quarter by 2025. And China says its emissions will peak by 2030. David McCollum is a research scholar at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. Jenny Johnson asked him if the U.S. target was a realistic one.
From the scientific perspective, yes. I'm told, actually, by folks in the scientific community that the White House has approached the scientific and research communities over the past few months, trying to understand and trying to gauge what is possible from the U.S. point of view in terms of reducing emissions over the next 10 years or more.
And how would they do it?
It will be, of course, a ramp up in low carbon energy sources and increased energy efficiency in buildings and in transport. But yes, we're talking about a large scale up in renewables. We might see carbon capture and storage technologies coming online.
What about China now? It didn't set a specific target, but it did say for the first time it set a date to start reducing its emissions. How significant was that?
That is also a very significant announcement. They have promised to peak emissions by 2030 or before, and they will do it in many of the same ways as the U.S. In terms of increased efficiency, large increases in solar and wind, but we'll probably also see more carbon capture and storage at coal power plant facilities, more nuclear power in China than we're likely to see in the U.S., and this is probably for political reasons.
Some environmental experts would say this just doesn't go far enough, though. Do you agree?
No, I think it does. At the current stage, both of these announcements are consistent with what the scientific community has shown is necessary to get on a path to limiting global temperature increase to 2 degrees above the pre-industrial level in the long term. Now, of course, this means that after 2025, after 2030, well, the game simply can't stop there. The more difficult work needs to be done at that time, even greater increases in renewables and potentially nuclear power and energy efficiency. But this is definitely on the path we need to go based on what I've seen coming out of the scientific community.
Does this give a boost to the talks that will take place, the climate talks that will take place in Paris next year?
Potentially so. I think we'll start to see over the coming months many of these types of announcements, but few that are much greater than when the U.S. and China make announcements themselves as the number one and number two emitters in the world. And when they did it together, this is a big announcement. So I think this could give a boost to the other countries. At least other major emitters will now have a harder time at pointing at the U.S. and China and saying they're not doing anything, so we're going to wait and be cautious on what we promise as well. So I think it can only help the dialogue, but the road between now and Paris is, it's a long one, and so we'll see what results.
Shama Marga. David McCollum is a research scholar at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, and he was speaking with Jenny Johnson there about China and the United States when it comes to how they are killing the planet, if they are just going to talk the talk or if they are actually going to walk the walk.
FM Fear. Reality check.